I'm with DFL candidate for Congress in Minnesota's 7th Congressional District, Eric Osberg. Eric, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So you actually grew up in Upsala, Minnesota, which is not too far from where I grew up in Albany, Minnesota. So how did your upbringing and your experience in the private sector prepare you to run for Congress?
Well, so first of all, it's great to meet a fellow Central Minnesotan. As far as my upbringing goes, you know, Upsala, very similar to Albany, that's a community, right? And when we grow up in these rural places, in these smaller towns, you kind of learn to look out for your neighbor, right? And your neighbors look out for you. And, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. And I feel like that's what I experienced. I loved living in Upsala. I did, I don't want to expose too much, but I did grow up on a lake. I was a lake kid. I wasn't a farm kid. But I grew up on Cedar Lake, fell in love with the outdoors and fishing there. And then as far as the private sector goes, my background is pretty diverse, which in this scenario, I think is a good thing. I've been, my first career out of college, I was a TV sports anchor. So I feel like I have an understanding of media and how it works. I've been in a newsroom, so to speak. I've worked as a financial advisor. I was in the financial sector for a decade. I was a stockbroker. I have been a banker and an insurance rep. And that happened from 2004 to about 2012-ish. So I've lived, you know, the financial life. I understand how decisions can impact individuals. And then after that, I had my own business. I was a small business owner. And then most recently, I've worked in the public sector. And so each one of those in and of themselves might not be super qualifying, but when you combine them all together, I believe it leads to a well-rounded background that can remember that there's individual people at the end result of a lot of decisions.
So now you're living in the Wadena area, and you said that you have a financial background. So that brings me to what's going on right now with the markets and concerns over the possible firing of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. There's markets are up and down because of tariff talks. Yeah. So what would you, as if you are elected to cover, to represent Western Minnesota, what would you say that the federal government should be doing when it comes to money?
Well, less chaos. Let's start there. You know, there's as I've been out and about throughout the district here over the last month, one of the overwhelming themes that I hear is uncertainty and chaos, uncertainty and chaos, uncertainty and chaos. And I think what we're seeing in the markets are the markets reacting to uncertainty. And so the first thing I believe at a federal level is to stabilize the systems, if you will, and just try to maintain some normalcy, so that, you know, free markets are free markets, right? And they should be able to respond accordingly. But when there's so much uncertainty at the federal level, again, the individuals, the people of this district are living those impacts. And so my simple answer, even though I maybe made it too long, is try to return normalcy or certainty. Less chaos, I guess, is my answer.
Do you agree with President Donald Trump's tariffs?
Well, I understand why they believe they're a good idea. I don't personally know if it'll have the impacts that they wish them to have. If there is short-term pain, who's the one suffering from that? So I don't want to be sounding evasive or anything like that, but it's I think it's more complicated than a simple yes or no answer.
So when it comes to So when it comes to agriculture, it's a big in the Western Minnesota, and that's a big part of policy in Washington. We don't have a farm bill yet. So how would you support farmers and ranchers in Washington?
Well, first of all, I would make sure that there's a level playing field for the family-owned farms. There's family farm, there's family-owned farms, and then there's investor-owned farms. And I feel like if our family-owned farms are going to succeed, they need a level playing field. And it's not necessarily the federal government's job to decide who wins and loses, but it is nice to know that they have a chance, right? That bigger isn't necessarily always better. And so one of the goals, the mechanisms with which we would accomplish that, I don't have that right off the top of my head at the moment, but trying to enact policy that levels the playing field for the family-owned farm.
Michelle Fischbach is the woman you are running against if you get the DFL nomination. So why do you feel you're a better option for Western Minnesota than her?
Well, right in this moment in time, I'm listening. I've been to our campaign is, we launched March 11th. And so far I've been to 15 of the 38 counties within the district. And I've been in listening mode that whole time. I was in Kitson County recently, and for an hour and a half, I sat and I listened and I took notes, and I'm hearing what people are concerned about, and without that conversation, if you will, I don't know that we're representing the best interests of the individuals who live within the county.
So what would set you apart from Congresswoman Fischbach? Why do you think that your experience and your policies would be better representing Western Minnesotans?
Well, I'm a working class guy from a working class family. I believe I've been a champion of rural places for, the last decade plus. I feel like my policy or my approach would align with the individuals within the district rather than from the top down. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take a bottom up approach, and what I'm witnessing appears to be a top down approach. And I feel if you're really representing the good of the whole, you've got to be willing to listen to the folks that live in your neighbors, right? The folks that you share a backyard with, you've got to be willing to sit down and listen to hear their point of view, and come up with decisions or policies that can serve the greater good or the whole of the community, the whole of the district, if that makes any sense.
So, in the last election in 2024, Michelle Fischbach beat AJ Peters with 70% of the vote. So needless to say, it'll be an uphill climb for anyone with a D next to their name to run against Congresswoman Fischbach. So how do you take that and still think you can build a coalition to win?
Well, first of all, I like being the underdog, right? And second of all, our campaign has at least a dozen different goals, and victory is one of them. But the other goals are about creating connections and community in Western Minnesota, and creating infrastructure within the campaign so that we can better communicate with each other, so that we can, and listening is part of that communication. Yeah, 70-30 is a big margin to overcome, but we're trying to focus more on the process that we believe leads us to victory, if that makes any sense. Like a to use an analogy, you know, a coach, they can't just tell the team to go out there and win, right? They've got to develop the practice schedule. They got to develop the scrimmage. They got to develop the drills. They got to develop the actions that they believe will increase the likelihood of victory, right? And so if we can focus on the process more than the results, if our process is pure and our process is helpful and our process has positives to it, then win or lose, we'll leave the district in better shape than we found it.
So if you have more questions for Eric or you just want to hear more about his policies, he will be speaking at the Clay County DFL convention this Saturday at MSUM in Moorhead. So, Eric, thanks for joining me and sharing your views.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.